Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
As the president, annoyed, frustrated with Marianne Williamson for jumping in the race.
Just not tracking that. Imagine 8-ball, whatever, if I can feel her aura.
And I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Water policy can go in all these different, it flows in different directions. Oh, I have puns on water.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome. The revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. I want to go back to these hearings that took place on censorship as it relates to the 2020 election. We've gone over great detail of what we now know, and thanks to the Twitter files, it's amazing now Democrats, you know, and the federal government now want to go after Elon Musk. They want to go after his private emails and communications. Democrats on the committee yesterday, it was like a beatdown of Matt Taibbi. By the way, Matt Taibbi is not a fan of Sean Hannity or Donald Trump. He actually wrote a book with my face on it saying that, you know, I spew hatred. But he's right on this particular issue. And Elon Musk deserves a lot of credit for exposing what was going on in Twitter in the lead up to the 2020 election. I think the people of this country have a right to know. How is it possible that the FBI had a laptop of Hunter Biden's in December of 2019? Why didn't they authenticate it, or did they authenticate that laptop? I'd say the odds are pretty high they probably did. In other words, they knew it was the real thing. So they create this group of FBI agents led by a guy that wrote a thesis on how Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election, which we all know is bogus and completely false. I mean, it's that in and of itself is pretty amazing. And anyway, they were meeting with big tech companies, and they were telling big tech companies, you got to be on the lookout. you know, for foreign interference in our elections, and there's probably going to be, you know, some type of hack and leak operation that's going to be misinformation, and they're going to want you to, you know, perpetuate a big lie in the lead up to an election. We don't want you to be a victim of this. And you might hear stories about Joe Biden. You might hear stories about Hunter Biden. You've got to be on the lookout. They were priming these companies and preparing them for what they knew was coming out because the FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop for 11 months. They were priming them because they knew it was going to be leaked by Rudy Giuliani. They knew he had a copy of it. He offered it to them. They didn't take it at the time. So they knew it was likely coming out before the election. So they tell every big tech company, be on the lookout of foreign interference and a misinformation campaign and a potential hack and leak operation that you may be targeted on. Anyway, here's Jim Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee, calling out the FBI for doing exactly this.
In the run-up to the 2020 presidential election, FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan, in his deposition in Missouri versus Biden, said that he repeatedly informed Twitter and other social media platforms of the likelihood of a hack-and-leak operation in the run-up to that presidential election. He did it even though there was no evidence. In fact, he said in his deposition that we hadn't seen anything, no intrusions, no hack. Government had no evidence of any intrusions, no evidence of a hack and leak, yet for a year they tell Twitter that a hack and leak is coming, it's coming in October, and it will involve Hunter Biden. No evidence, but the FBI knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and who it's going to involve.
I mean, it couldn't be any more clear than all of that. Now, Matt Taibbi, who was hired by Elon Musk, along with Barry Weiss, the former New York Times reporter who called out the New York Times for their bias. Anyway, Matt Taibbi is trying to explain all of this to a bunch of dumb Democrats and how Twitter files literally were found in a sweeping effort to reverse a free internet. In other words, what they did here is they schemed and they planned and found a way to censor really important information that would impact a presidential election. Well, they shouldn't be putting their thumbs or cinder blocks on the scales in favor of one candidate, one party over another. That's not their job, but that's exactly what the end result was. You know, and then Matt Taibbi is just getting the crap beat out of him by Democrats. Listen to some of that exchanges.
The original promise of the internet was that it might democratize the exchange of information globally. A free internet would overwhelm all attempts to control information flow, its very existence a threat to anti-democratic forms of government everywhere. What we found in the files was a sweeping effort to reverse that promise. Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other companies developed a formal system for taking in moderation requests from every corner of government, from the FBI, the DHS, the HHS, DOD, the Global Engagement Center at State, even the CIA. For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing.
When was the first time that Mr. Musk approached you about writing the Twitter files?
Again, Congresswoman, that would...
I just need a date, sir.
But I can't give it to you, unfortunately, because this is a question of sourcing, and I don't give up. I'm a journalist. I don't reveal my sources.
It's a question of chronology.
No, that's a question
because
of sourcing.
Because you earlier said that someone had sent you through the internet some message about whether or not you would be interested in some information.
Yes, and I refer to that person as a source.
So you're not going to tell us when Musk first approached you?
Again, Congressman, asking a journalist to reveal a source.
So you consider Mr. Musk to be the direct source of all this?
No, now you're trying to get me to say that he is the source. I just can't answer your question.
If you're telling me you can't answer because it's your source, well, then that the only logical conclusion is that he is, in fact, your source.
Well, you're free to conclude that.
These are the dumbest people on earth. It got so dumb. Listen to this exchange. Sylvia Garcia, Democrat from Texas. You want to talk about a dumb question? Somebody that's absolutely clueless on the issue? Listen.
In your answer, you also said that you were invited by a friend, Barry Weiss.
My friend, Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry Weiss is a journalist.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. So you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
Matt Taibbi, when word gets back that we've been, you know, talking about the good job that you've done, maybe you want to send me an apology for that stupid book you wrote about me, but that's just a side note. Anyway, joining us now is Kara Friedrich and Taylor Barkley, and this issue is so important. Now, Kara is the director of tech policy at the Heritage Foundation and former Facebook intelligence analyst. Taylor Barkley is a technology and innovation director at the Center for Growth and Opportunity. Welcome both of you to the program. Kara, what is so unbelievable to me is how it's breathtaking in terms of how ignorant the Democrats are on this issue. I mean, completely out of their league on a simple issue involving freedom of speech.
Yeah, not just ignorant, though, but they have very strong opinions to boot, which is really funny to me. And what struck me most, I think, was the fact that, you know, I know we live in two different realities, but when the Democrats are questioning, or not just questioning Matt Taibbi, but really targeting him and going after him, they're living in a reality in which the Russia collusion hoax was actually the truth. And they're living in a reality, as you talked about before, where the FBI is actually fighting malign foreign disinformation, which, you know, which they were originally chartered to do, but now they're just trying to police the speech of Americans and those who don't necessarily agree with the Biden narrative, or, you know, with Hunter Biden and, you know, what he's put out on his laptop. So I think it's very important for us to understand that they are going against, like Matt Taibbi said, the democratization of information. They want their narrative pushed. They want to think that what, you know, Russia is influencing the mind of frankly, every conservative and influence election results and whatnot. But that is not actually what happened. So that to me was the biggest thing that struck me, is they aren't partners with the truth at all.
Taylor, what's your take on this?
Thanks for having me on the show, Sean. Good to be here. Good to be here with you too, Kara. I think, you know, the focus here should be on the facts of the case. You know, when and where and how did the government interact with Twitter on the Biden laptop story to get more insight into the communications that took place between government officials and Twitter staff? Because that's the real important issue here that members of Congress of either party should remain focused on. But it sounds like politics can take over quite easily and really distract from the key and core issue in this case.
All right, quick break. More with Kara Friedrich and Taylor Barkley on the other side. We'll get to your calls later. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All All right, we continue our discussion about the FBI and, in fact, warning big tech about a potential hack and leak misinformation campaign of big tech companies and the FBI warning them it may be about Hunter Biden. We continue with Kara Frederick and Taylor Barkley. You know, let's get to the issue that bothers me the most. And in 2016, we know what happened. We know we have a timeline. We know that in July of 2016, James Comey made the decision no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute relating to top secret classified information on Hillary servers, not really addressing the 33,000 deleted emails with Bleachbit or the devices that were destroyed with hammers and the SIM cards that were removed. But we do know that Hillary bought and paid for what was a dirty Russian disinformation dossier put together by former MI6 agent Christopher Steele after she funneled money to a law firm that hired an research firm that hired Christopher Steele. We do know that the FBI was warned in August of 2016 by Bruce Orr that it's a political document. It's not verified. And you got to be very careful in terms of using it. We do know the FBI in very early October of 2016 sent a group of agents over to meet with Christopher Steele, offered him a $1 million reward if he could corroborate his dirty dossier. He never collected his money because he was never able to corroborate a single thing. And in spite of all of that, by the end of that month and just before the election, we know that the bulk of information in the FISA application, a FISA warrant has at the top verified, they used the dirty dossier that not only was not verified, but unverifiable because it was all full of bunk and junk and none of it was true. There's been no consequences for the people that signed it. Jim Comey signed three of the four, for example. That would be one name. And, you know, so they put that is that the FBI, Kara, putting their thumb on the scale of a presidential election, because that was a backdoor to spy into the Trump campaign and Trump presidency eventually.
You know, I think the FBI's conduct in this instance can't be excused whatsoever. I think originally when we were analyzing these situations, you know, having known that even later the FBI went to Mark Zuckerberg, as we talked about in Joe Rogan's program, and warned of Facebook generally of Russian propaganda drop as that was imminent. And we know that influenced their decision to censor the laptop. And, you know, having been inside these companies, when one company does something, typically they'll look to the other big companies and say, oh, okay, maybe, you know, if they greenlit it, then that's fine. So I think that the FBI has not been afraid to, as you say, put their thumb or cinder blocks on the scale when it comes to potentially trying to influence major decisions and how elections are conducted and frankly, decided by the people in America. I think instead of a, hey, you know, we know what's best for you, rubes, kind of noblesse oblige, something looks a little more sinister here, and I think it is our duty to expose it. And as Taylor said, you know, get to the facts in this case, because their conduct has been very, very interesting.
And Taylor, then we go to 2020, and what happened? They had the Hunter Biden laptop in December of 2019. You have a group of FBI agents meeting weekly with big tech companies, warning these big tech companies over and over about a hack and leak operation. And it might be about misinformation and lies about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. They mentioned Hunter Biden by name. They knew that this information was likely going to be public because they knew that Rudy Giuliani had a copy of the laptop. Were they putting their cinder blocks on the scale of an election there?
We should always be, critical and pay close attention to, and, you know, our hackles should go up a little bit when the government's talking to any private speaker or company. And
wait a minute. They're telling them they have the laptop. Didn't they have an obligation to verify that the laptop was real or not? And when they mentioned be on the lookout for Hunter Biden, that came out in the Missouri case, as cited by Jim Jordan. And they're telling these companies, be on the lookout. This might be a misinformation campaign and we don't want you disseminating misinformation. That doesn't seem, does that seem ethical to you? It seems to me like they were priming these companies not to run that story.
Yeah, that certainly seems to be the case. And we need to bring appropriate scrutiny to this situation. The difficult thing, though, is, you know, I don't really want a world where there's zero connection between law enforcement, intelligence communities, and, say, social media companies. I don't think that's the optimum. But the other extreme, where they're, you know, maybe best pals talking every single day all the time, is also not the good outcome. So there's somewhere in the middle, and maybe Kara can talk to this from her experience, of like they're sharing appropriate information, because, you know, these social media companies are large platforms for sharing information. And I think intelligence communities,
well, they certainly were effective, because guess what? That story was never shared on these big tech platforms. Anyway, Taylor, thank you. Kara, thank you. We appreciate both of you being on the program. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
The mainstream press talking about this stuff. Sean Hannity is on the radio.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls here in a second. All right, here's my favorite Joe Biden cut of the week, which is often hard to determine. It really is. Then I'll play my Kamala Harris favorite cut of the week. Here's Joey.
But guess what? You may remember I was running for office at the time, but you all may remember it. I had a big fight with the former president and maybe future president. Bless me, Father. Anyway, no, all kidding aside.
Trump may be a future president. Oh, no, I got caught. No, all kidding aside. He doesn't know what's coming out of his mouth at any given moment. Anyway, and then you got Kamala Harris. She had another great week, too. Concerned about... I don't know what this condition is. I've never heard of this condition before. It's called climate mental health. But listen.
I mean, one of the young leaders was talking to me about climate mental health. I said, tell me what's going on with your peers. Climate mental health. And she talked, I said, I think I understand that, but unpack it for me. And she talked about how her peers are thinking about it. One example is, you know, whether when they're ready, could they start a family? Worried about what that would mean and the stress of it. They were talking about it in terms of their peers trying to figure out, you know, they're going to have to get a job and they're going to have to make a living. But what can they do and how can they adapt the education that they're having now to their activism?
Oh, God help us. I just can't tell you. The only thing missing there was her giggling.
That was worthy of a giggle, man. Dude, she should do stand-up comedy. Look,
by the way,
is hilarious.
And that follows Mayorkas from earlier in the week. We played him. He, you know, remember, they've been telling us the border's safe, the border's safe, the border's secure, the border's secure. And he blamed climate change as the reason that there's so many people coming into the country illegally. I mean, what is wrong
with these
people?
Right now, there's something happening here. Just follow me. Okay, let's unpack it, Sean.
Are we going to unpack? Is everyone drinking the water in East Palestine, Ohio? What's happening?
We should be shipping cases of it to the White House. I'm telling you right now, we are in the Truman Show. Somebody is playing a joke on us. These people cannot. There are no collection of dumber people that I have ever met in my life.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
And I'm telling you, right?
You can't make this up.
I have never. I mean, you talk to people like, this cannot be real. And it is? No. Somebody's filming us and they are laughing their ass off every single day. I'm just saying.
It's pretty unbelievable. All right, let's get to our phones here. Doug in Ohio, speaking of Ohio, and I'm not being flippant here. I think, you know, maybe Joe, instead of going to Ukraine, could have spent some time in East Palestine. And I don't trust the federal government if they're going to tell people in East Palestine, oh, the air is fine. Politicians take it out of glass. I'm going to drink the water myself. I don't care if you drink it. I don't want to drink it until we have an independent, you know, corroboration and confirmation that everything's been cleaned up and everything's safe and secure. I don't believe them. Anyway, Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. I've never done anything like this. And what you guys just said would be funny, except for our country is in such dire need of some help. So I just wish that you would run a counter on what Biden's cost our country with the open border, what that costs us every day to have people shipped and food and everything else with that. What we paid in Ukraine, billions of dollars that we wouldn't have spent if Trump would have been in office because they would have never went in there. What we did when we took the pipeline down and caused our economy to be so torn up and destroyed, what that number would look like on a daily basis now.
Well, we'd be having 2,500 high-paying career jobs that would still be in existence, one. Number two, we'd be importing 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil every single day through that pipeline. And maybe Joe would stop importing oil from countries that hate us, like Venezuela, which he recently opened up again. Look, we've done the cost analysis on all of this. And I mean, look at 2 years of open borders, 5.5 million people.
Yep.
And we, the American taxpayer, you know, we're paying for food and housing and health care and education. You name it, we're paying for it. New York City Mayor Adams now wants to give free college to illegal immigrants and let the New York taxpayers pay for it.
And thank God for people like you, Sean. I can't believe that you can do this every day. I mean, I've never done this, called into a show, but I'm so frustrated as an American, a taxpayer, that I've worked my whole life. I've never been on any benefits or anything. And to think of people like Hunter Biden and the Clintons who not going to jail for things they've done and the things that have happened.
If you're saying that you're worried about the country and you're so concerned, you felt a need inside of you to express this, it's exactly how I feel every day. You know, I immerse myself in all of this every day. And if I let it, I think I'd want to jump. My only hope is that we get our act together in terms of conservatives, Republicans with these elections. And I've been screaming this from the rooftops. We've got to accept and get over the reluctance and resistance of voting by mail and early voting. And all these states have laws for legal ballot harvesting, and that's what the Democrats are doing. We're not doing that when we start out Election Day down, 200, 400, a million votes. You can't win races that way. We've got to match their efforts, and we've got to actually get better at what they're doing on top of the better ideas that you and I both know we have.
But why doesn't the Republicans do things like the Democrats and play a little dirty? We've never even tried to impeach Biden, and he's done 3,000 million things wrong with that. You know, Trump is an American hero. He really is. I don't care what anybody says.
All they want to do is never-ending, nonstop, bash Trump and destroy him, and they won't be happy until they do. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something else, because I know, we're going to be in the middle of a primary pretty soon. Any Republican is going to be smeared, slandered, besmirched, attacked, character assassinated. It doesn't matter who wins. It's going to be the same thing. That's who they are. That's what they do. And they're good at it.
What's the end game, Sean? Even if you're a Democrat or whatever, if this was a company, our government, the spending that he's doing, this company would go out of business in no time flat. But the unlimited printing of money, it's a joke. Trump was a hero because he did what he did and got every hour of every day attacked and tried to be sued and whatever, and he's doing wrong. He did what he did. Can you imagine where our country would be if he got reelected and they would have left him alone? We would be so strong and so stable right now. It would be unbelievable.
His policies worked for the country. Oh, but he sent out mean tweets, and he said that the media in this country, the media mob, is enemies of the people, and he said all that, and it's terrible. I'll take the guy with the mean tweets. I can handle it.
I will, too. And, Trump probably wouldn't go to lunch with me, and I'm okay with that, but I know that he had the American people in his mind. He wanted to do what's right for the country.
He invited me to do things, and I usually 99% of the time said no. And I'm going to tell you why. I said to him all the time, I don't want a thing from you except for you to save the country.
Yeah.
And I said that to him when we first discussed the possibility that he wanted to get in the race. I said, well, you're going to have to convince me you're a conservative. And hours of discussions about issues took place. And I knew he would govern this way. And by the way, I don't know if you remember, but I was getting the crap kicked out of me, you know, all throughout the primary because I vouched for his conservatism because I knew it to be true.
Thank God for people like you. And I'm serious. You know, everybody was scared to death through this pandemic. And then to find out that everything that you've been saying for on your show and on the radio show, all this is coming true. And I don't understand the deception and what the end game is for our country, except for they didn't want to destroy it and make us all dependent on the country. Where I want a country where the people who have had service people that die, I can't imagine what they feel today watching Joe Biden as our president. It's just got to be so humiliating and scary that their family member went to die for this.
These are frightening, chilling times. You know, pray for our country because we're better than this and we know how to fix it. We just got to elect the right people. Doug, great first call. Don't wait this long to call back. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Steve is in Alabama. Where in Alabama are you, sir?
Well, hello, Sean. Good afternoon, Mobile, Alabama, brother.
Where are you from, Alabama? Where are you?
Right here in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, Mobile. Okay. What's going on, my friend? What's on your mind today?
Not much, brother. I just want to call. I mean, like I said, I was telling your screener, which she's terrific. I was telling her I've been listening to you guys since, the late 90s. And you just touched the nerve yesterday when I was, going down the road. I was picking my child up from school, and you were talking about Mercy Me, you know, the song. And we could only imagine. And what we got going on right now, you know, I can only imagine. And I think he's the only one that's going to pull us out of all this, myself.
I got to tell you, you know, I interviewed my friend and colleague Benjamin Hall yesterday for an hour. We're going to run it tonight. And he told his story when he was hit with this bomb in Ukraine. And he lost his leg and he lost his foot and his hand was severely damaged. He had shrapnel all in his neck. He went blind in one eye. And he told the story. And we ran a little bit of it last night. I hope you'll watch tonight. It's going to run for the full hour on Hannity. We're doing a special. And then he told the story that, he was unconscious and everything went black. And then he felt the presence of his daughter and that he could literally felt not only the presence, like he believes she was there saying, "Daddy, wake up. You've got to get out of the car." And that woke him up and he got out of the car. And seconds later, the car was hit and destroyed by a bomb. I don't know. I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God, that he created the heavens and the earth and universes within universes. We're not designed to know the depth of his majesty, but I know it's real. And I think this country does need a little more God right now. And by the way, it is a great song. Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine.
Only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself.
I could listen to this song over and over and over again. Quick break, right back.
Big government, your watchdog on Washington, Sean Hannity.
All right, so we got to wrap things up. We were supposed to have on for maybe one or two segments last night on TV, my colleague Benjamin Hall. Benjamin Hall, you might remember, 1 year ago, almost to the day, he was injured very badly when he got hit by a missile in Ukraine. The progress that this man has made is incredible. I sat there thinking I was doing a 10, 15-minute interview max, and we went on for over an hour. The attitude that he has had this entire year, I've stayed in touch with him, is beyond inspirational. If you think you have problems, you watch the show tonight, you're going to learn what a real problem is, and then you're going to meet somebody that met the biggest challenge, just like so many of our brave men and women that fought in wars and lost limbs. And it's just an incredible story. He's an incredible human being. So he's for the full hour tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern. I hope you'll set your DVR, watch that, and we will be back here on Monday. And thank you for making this show possible, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this season of McCartney: A Life in Lyrics, Paul McCartney is diving deep into some of his most beloved songs. Yesterday, Band on the Run, Hey Jude. And McCartney's favorite song in his catalog, Here, There, and Everywhere.
I like the line,
changing my life with a wave of hands.
Look at those kind of lyrics now and sort of think, where did that come from?
Hear McCartney: A Life in Lyrics on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.